ジャパニーズポット101よ。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Sights and Sounds Lesson number 16. Delicious Crepe.
クレープ
でしょ。ナオミ先生はクレープに目がないですね。
そうですね、クレープ大好きです。あの
Wait, hang on, we gotta slow down, Naomi 先生. We just introduced a very difficult phrase, so let's just explain that. I said, Naomi 先生はクレープに目がない。
そうですね、 I don't have an eye for crepe, which means I love crepes.
Yes.
Of course I like sweet crepes, but I like the salty one too.
Wow. Salty ones?
ないっけ、なんかベーコンとかエッグとか。
Bacon? Egg?
Yeah. I think that's a French style.
Naomi 先生、びっくりさせていただきます。
え、
I'm gonna surprise you.
あれ、私なんか間違ってる？
いや、私、クレープを食べたことないです。I've never had a crepe.
あ、そう。かわいそうに。
Poor Peter. How about this crepe? How did they look?
あ、おいしそうね。
Naomi 先生の一番好きな味は何ですか？ What's your favorite flavor?
I used to like chocolate ice cream crepe, but now I like bacon and egg crepe.
Where do you eat them? いつもどこで食べていますか？
表参道。
They have a good place there?
Yeah, I think so.
案内してください。
はい、じゃあ今度、あの、カンパニーのパーティーで。
So, I asked, show me around and...So next time, the company has a party. 年末ですね。At the end of the year.
じゃあ、ランチで行きましょう。
That would be nice.
Yeah. It's not a walking distance. We have to take a taxi, but...
Or the subway.
ああ、そっか。
Okay. 楽しみにしています。Let's see. Who's in today's conversation?
Yuki と Ai.
Two girls.
そうですね。
Yuki, as in snow.
はい。
And I, as in love.
Oh, そうね。Romantic names.
Yeah, of course the characters could be different, but it's pretty standard, right?
はい。
Okay, here we go.
このクレープ美味しい。ちょっと食べさせて。ダメ。私のも少し食べていいから。お願い。じゃあちょっとだけだからね。
わーい。
もう愛は本当に食いしん坊なんだから。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
このクレープおいしい。ちょっと食べさせて。ダメ。私のも少し食べていいから。お願い。じゃあちょっとだけだからね。わーい。もう愛は本当に食いしん坊なんだから。
次は英語が入ります。
このクレープおいしい。
This crepe is delicious.
ちょっと食べさせて。
Can I have some?
ダメ。
What? No.
私のも少し食べていいから。お願い。
You can have some of mine. Come on.
じゃあ、ちょっとだけだからね。
Okay, just a little bit though.
わーい。
Yay.
もう、愛は本当に食いしん坊なんだから。
Hey, I, you're hogging it.
ナオミ先生、本当に食いしん坊ってどういう意味ですか？
あ、食いしん坊はたくさん食べる人のことです。The person who eats a lot, called 食いしん坊。
What does 辛抱 mean?
We'll explain in a grammar section.
I want to know now.
食いしん坊 is a set word and It means a person who eats a lot. And there is a TV program called 食いしん坊万歳。知ってる?
No, what's it about?
テレビのタレントが旅行して、なんか食べ物を食べる。3分だけの番組です。
So, it's a show where TV celebrities, they go around and eat things?
Yeah, only 3 minutes show. And they don't usually eat a fancy food. They eat just a local food.
Ah.
Or mother's cooking.
Ah, sounds so nice.
でも、こういう番組をジャパニーズポットでも作ればいいのに。
すごいですね。Okay. On to today's vocabulary.
食いしん坊
Glutton.
くいしんぼう食いしんぼう
Next
食べる
To eat
食べる食べる
Next
食べさせる
To feed The causative of to eat
食べさせる食べさせる
So let's take a closer look at some of these words.Naomi-sensei, first word, お願いします。
食いしん坊。
Glutton.
食う。食います is an informal way to say to eat.
That's right.
The kanji 坊 means Buddhist monk or small boy, but it's sometimes used as a suffix and it follows the adjective which describes the person's personality.
Okay, let's have an example.
ケチン坊。
Cheapskate.So, in the first part, we have the adjective describing someone who's cheap.
Kechi.
Cheap, followed by?
Bo.
So, here's the skate. Cheap skate.
そうですね。
And for the kuishinbo, kind of like a human garbage can.
そうですね。何でも食べる人ですね。Or person who loves eating might be called kuishinbo.
Is there any negative meaning to it? Well, I guess...In the conversation, it's among friends, so you can call your friend cheapskate, fatso, something like this.
Ah, kechinbo wa ne, it has negative meaning.
Hmm. But, of course, inside your friends, you can call each other that. But yeah, if you said it to someone else, it would be considered kind of rude.
Ah, yeah.
If someone you didn't know said to you, kuishinbo da ne, is that rude?
どうだろうな。kuishinbo da ne. Well, if you...Say it to a woman could be rude. If you say it to a small wrestler, it wouldn't be a rude expression.
So much like anything else, it's context.
そうですね。
Okay, next we have.
食べる and 食べさせる。
Now, 食べる is to eat. 食べさせる is the causative form of to eat. So, 食べる to eat, 食べさせる to make eat.Now, let's look at the formation of this. To form the causative for this verb, we need the masu-stem. In the case of taberu, to get the masu-stem, we...
Drop root.
To get...
Tabe.
To that we attach...
Saseru.
So, tabe saseru, to make eat. There are three types of verbs in Japanese. Now, for the other types, stop by JapanesePod101.com, pick up the PDF. In there, we have an explanation.Of the different forms and forming the causative. Okay, on to the grammar point. Naomi-sensei, what do we have today?
食べさせて。
So, here we have the causative used not as the causative, but rather asking, requesting somebody do something. Okay, this is why Japanese is so interesting. We start out with the verb to eat, 食べる。So, 私が食べる。私が晩ご飯を食べる。So, I'm going to eat. Now, if something doesn't taste very good, I want to make Naomi eat that. So she can have the same experience. So,
私が Naomi 先生にこれを食べさせます。
はい。
I'm going to make my teacher Naomi eat this. So this is a very straightforward case. But in Japanese,A very polite way to ask permission to do something is request that the other person make you do it. It's kind of like psychological warfare. Please make me do this. And that's how we would translate it.
Like Let me do it.
That's it.
Let me eat it. 食べさせて。
And that's what we're going to look at here in the grammar point. Now, grammatically, it's the same. We form the causative of a verb. So for 食べる, we get 食べさせる. Once we get 食べさせる, it's a new verb. So, and then we take the te form of that to get
食べさせて.
Now, what's inferred?
ください.
So, please. Let's read the whole phrase.
食べさせてください.
So, if we start from the back, we have please. Please, and then working our way back, make eat. I is implied.Because you're the person speaking.
そうですね。
Please make me eat. Please, Naomi-sensei, make me eat, make me eat. Or, as Naomi-sensei perfectly translated,
Let me eat.
So, Naomi-sensei, if I have a delicious crepe.
Ah, 食べさせて。
Please, let me have some. Please, let me eat some.
So, and if I want to, like, cut in your explanation, 話させて。
Let me speak.
そうですね。言わせて。
Let me say something.
はい。
And here's where the te form is really taken to the next level. Okay, check out, stop by, check out the PDF. A really nice write-up about this. Mastering this point is one of the steps to mastering Japanese. And we're going to help you get there. So stop by, check out the Learning Center, inside the Learning Center. So many things to bring everything you're studying here together.That's gonna do it for today.
あ、ピーター、もう一つあるよ。
やらないです。
うそ。
PDF にありますよ。
なんだからですよ。すぐ PDF を見てって言うんだから。
あ、面白いですね。We had a little discussion about, I was gonna call it a day, and Naomi-sensei wants to explain one more grammar point, so, Naomi-sensei, どうぞ。
PDF に載ってます。
Okay, let's tackle this together. So,Let's take a look at the phrase that we're going to look at.
食いしん坊なんだから。
And that's because I am a gluttonous little piggy. Okay, translation change. You're such a fatso. You're such a gluttonous little pig.
その言葉は大丈夫なんですか? Is that word okay?
Well, if it's among friends.
Okay.
Hey, piggy, piggy, piggy.
もう子供なんだから。とかね。
It's because you're such a kid.
そうですね。
In this case, in this phrase, から is usually used because, but here it's used with のだから to express the amazement of the speaker.
そうです。
So, for example, if we go to eat カレーライス、mm-hmm. and then on the way home, we see McDonald's and then we see 焼き鳥 and someone stops at all these, what can we say to them?
もう食いしん坊なんだからとかもうすぐにお腹減るんだから
Yeah. Because you're that, you do that. It's like, wow.
そうですね。
You're doing this again.
そうです。That's why I said, ピーターさんはいつも PDF を見てって言うんだから。
The amazement of my ability to say this over and over. Okay. That is going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
このクレープおいしい。ちょっと食べさせて。ダメ。私のも少し食べていいから。お願い。じゃあちょっとだけだからね。わーい。もう愛は本当に食いしん坊なんだから。